Hey everybody, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Boy, a lot of stuff has been going on lately around here. I just found out today that the same telephone pole got hit twice. That's right, twice. One was, I believe, a month ago, and then it got hit again. I wonder if the telephone pole is actually jumping out and hitting cars. Wow. A lot of stuff else is going on around here. My world has been a busy time. It's been a busy week. It's going to continue to be a busy week. I've got so much stuff going on. And a lot of stuff to talk about, too. And I've got a guest coming on tonight. And we've got a lot of stuff, and I've got some videos, I've got some comedy, I've got all kinds of stuff. But before we get going, you know, we always have to do a disclaimer, and if we don't do the disclaimer, well, the powers that be might talk to me. Anyhow, nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt, and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Are you sitting in your comfortable chair? Are you vegging out on the couch? Do you have your favorite beverage? How about snacks? If not, you go ahead and make sure that you have it because we're going to have a good time. So, before we get going here, you know, I always have to talk about something called the Trim Radio Network. And we are going to do that like toot sweet. So, the network, and you've heard me talk about Trim Radio for a long time. And I like to do that because, hey, we have fun. And the Trim Radio is a group of creators. We have our own podcast that we put out on YouTube, Rumble, and other media. And we have fun doing it. We don't get paid for doing it, but we have fun doing it. And that's what counts. So, we have Michael Bejas as our founder and CEO and the brainchild and vision of this whole network. We've got Rascala Stefan. He's the chief operating officer and computer guru. He's responsible for the day-to-day operation management of the network, ensuring efficiency and quality. And then there's me. They call me the chief relationship officer, and I'm supposed to make people happy and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. And that's what we want to do. We want to cut the bull and serve the truth. And that's what we have for a motto. And that's true. So no matter whose show you're watching, we cut the bull and we serve the truth. We also have Victoria Smith. She's the chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And I'll tell you what, if you have a club, a company, a school, college or university, a business, many businesses, and you want marketing advice, talk to Victoria Smith. She has her own show, and she's very easy to get along with. Matter of fact, we just had a discussion just before the show, and she's a fantastic person, so you want to check her out. Well, what do we have for shows? We've got Money and Change, and that's every Sunday at 7 p.m., and that is generally live. We have a lot of live shows. We don't have a lot of pre-recorded things. And this last Sunday, I could not do the show. I had to cancel. because I had a guest that came originally from Wales in the United Kingdom. And she came up to visit my sister for her birthday. So she was turning a certain age, less than 71, I'll put it that way, okay? Super person, I've known her for years, and she still has a British accent. Well, anyhow, I had to attend the party. And unfortunately, it was for the show, during the showtime. So I had to cancel the show. It was very important that we get together. And I could tell you stories about what happened at that party. Whoa. I never knew people were allergic to chocolate. And the birthday person had a piece of chocolate cake, and she started getting as giddy like she had been drinking, and nobody was drinking there. And she was just having a blast. And then she had to excuse herself for a minute, and then she came back and she was totally fine. We said, "What happened?" She says, "I forgot, I'm allergic to chocolate. It makes me go giddy." So anyhow, that was my Sunday. That's why I couldn't do Money and Change. We will be live this next Sunday, though. Okay, so check us out. Money and Change, Sunday, 7 p.m. Life Walk with Christ. God was just on, and he's on Wednesday. Not God, but Michael Behas, and he's on Wednesday at 7 p.m., so you want to check out his show. My World, which is tonight, is live. We do have a guest, and we have a lot of good things to talk about, so we're generally live every Wednesday. Then we have Victoria Smith, and she's got the Natural Marketer podcast. And she's every Thursday, okay? And then we have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Behas and company on Thursdays at 7 p.m. The Positude podcast is on Friday at 8 p.m. Adventure Awaits Around the Bend is Saturday at 1 p.m. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, they're at 1:30. On Saturdays. And then we have the Red Pill Reality Show with Roscala Stefan. He's on for 3 hours from 9 until midnight. And he has some really good guests, and he talks about a lot of different things and a lot of interesting things. And believe it or not, I'm in there. I'm listening to that show. I have some free time that I can get in and listen. And so I always check up on Roscala, and I'm chatting with him in our chat box. And it's a good show. Trust me. Check it out. We've also got Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And she's new to the network, but she has a lot of experience, and she does her own show with live guests. Fantastic show. Check her out on Tuesdays. And I believe it's been moved to Tuesday evenings. And then we have Peter Kling. And I've known Peter for a long time. Matter of fact, we were doing shows on a different network. And he's a biblical scholar. I mean, this guy is really sharp. But I've known Peter for a long time. His show is called Revelation. And he talks about modern day things that are happening versus what were happening, well, things that were happening back in the biblical times. It's a good show. Trust me. If you want to do your own show, it is easy. But somebody removed the contact us. We had a red button, and all you had to do was click on the red button, and it would say, "Hey, how can we help you today?" And if you want to do your own show, you just put in your name, your email address, phone number, and send us a message. How do I do my own show? This is the subject. This is what I want to do. Can I do it? And somebody will get back with you as soon as possible. So you want to check that out, okay? What else is going on? Well, I had to redo the page. So you can contact us by hitting the contact us page, and here we'll see, we'll show it since the button isn't up. But anyhow, we're out of Irmo, South Carolina, which is just outside of Columbia, South Carolina. You can call us at 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. You can text us or you can voice mail with us. The email address is info@trimradio.com. And our office hours are Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sunday, the office is closed. Now, how can you support us? Well, airtime is not cheap. Trust me, it is not cheap. So you go to the collectibles and you go ahead and shop. And like I've said before, we've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got mugs, we've got money and change t-shirts, we've got money and change travel mugs with a handle and a lid. We've got money and change ceramic mugs, we've got the Piquet premium shirts, we've got offsides t-shirts, we've got another page with more things on there, kids t-shirts, we've got mugs and more mugs, more t-shirts, we've got the round mouse pad, believe me, you cannot corner a mouse on that mouse pad, and then we have the Trim Creator's dad's hat, we've got little ceramic ornaments that you can dangle from your rear view mirror if you want. The Trim Creator's embroidered beanie, if you're living in a colder climate, check it out. We've also got the rubber case for AirPods. You buy the AirPods, you need a case to store them in, buy our case. Or you can donate to keep us on the air, or you can advertise with us. Yeah, you can advertise, and our rates are really good. And it all goes into buying airtime because airtime isn't cheap. You know, one time I said, airtime ain't cheap. And they said, you can't say it that way. So I changed it. Well, anyhow, that's how you can do it. Support us. Okay. And if you want to do your own show, contact us. And we'll get with you. If I can do a show, you can do a show. Trust me. Okay. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, our Facebook page. Yeah. And like I said, join me and a special guest tonight, 8 p.m. on my world, trimradio.com. And we've got some interesting news and some comedy too. And I'll tell you what. I was planning to do the show one way, and then I suddenly get news of other things happening. And I'm like, oh, we got to get this. So I had to drop some of the things that I was going to do. We're doing the new stuff tonight. And that's why we have our special guest. But you can check us out on the Trim Radio Network. Okay. Very easy to do. And if you want to join us, send us an email. Just go contact us and say, hey, I want to join Stu's group. Live, laugh, and whatever. Okay. My world. Live, laugh, and whatever. So you can do that. All righty. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. You know, it moved again. I'll be darned. I had this all set up and it moved. To get back to it, we were talking about data centers before. Okay. And in talking about data centers, I know we've done a series of week after week after week of data centers. And we've been talking about it because, number one, it's hot in the news. It really is. And a lot of places are feeling a little bit of pressure. Why? Because a lot of the citizens are getting really upset on the way that things were handled to get the data centers to come into their communities. And they felt that the people that were making the negotiations didn't level with the people to begin with. And you know that they were talking about non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, and other things. They wanted to keep everything hush-hush because the business that wanted to come in wanted to keep it hush-hush. And they said, you have to sign the NDA before we even talk. Well, then these negotiations went on for a couple of years. And I don't know if they considered the ecology, how much power it was going to take, where the power was going to come from, how much water they were going to use, how much water that they had to treat before they could release it again into a river, or were they going to put the water through wells in the ground? Was that going to contaminate everything? A lot of questions that the public picked up on, and they were asking these questions, and the local governments weren't answering the questions. And people were really getting upset about it. And what has to happen is a lot of communication up front. And I know there are serious negotiations and you have to kind of keep it low key, but you have to level with the people. So when they go to a city commission meeting, level with them, don't cause problems. There were other things that I wanted to have on here. And let's see if I can bring them up, because I get everything switches and changes, and I really don't like that about doing things a lot on Facebook. But here's something that came through on Channel 7 to give you an idea. Failure to communicate caused residents to be upset, and now they're saying that they're going to file a lawsuit over the data center. So listen to this. This was on Channel 7 recently.
You will see probably within the next 24 hours, we will be starting fundraising because we plan to sue the out of you.
Plus, neighbors protested at the Pickwa City Commission meeting tonight, hoping to stop progress on a planned data center. And that is where we begin tonight. No data centers was the cry heard inside of tonight's City Commission meeting in Pickwa.
On one side, people were holding signs, chanting, and pleading for officials to stop the plans to build a data center. On the other side, well, City Commissioners conducted their weekly meeting. City's reporter Kirsten Reedberg was there for all of it. Kirsten, what was the message from neighbors to city officials?
Jack, Lauren, the people of Pickwa are going to sue the city. But first, they need to fundraise $300,000, so they came. Broken trust. That's what data center protesters in Pickwa say they're feeling as plans for a data center continue on Farrington Road.
The data centers that are coming in are not the right way to go about restoring that trust.
We don't feel that it's an emergency. We feel that it was a backdoor deal and we don't want it.
The data center plans were passed by the City Commission as an emergency months ago, eliminating most public notification. And protesters say they're most upset over the officials that signed NDAs in the process of approving the plans.
Even if you signed an NDA, you made a decision about putting it up, there's still time to do the right thing. And no matter what, I believe that the residents of Pickwa and Miami County will forgive any commissioner that decides to stand up and say, I changed my mind.
Community members went to Columbus on Monday telling state representatives their concerns. Over 44,000 Ohioans have signed a petition to pause progress on data centers so more studies can be done before new ones are brought into their communities. People here in Pickwa are now fundraising to sue the city for not stopping the project.
The citizens should not have to put up our tax money for this anyways, and now we have to dip in our pockets again for an attorney to file a lawsuit against a project we didn't want to begin with.
The city of Pickwa sent me a statement in response to the protest saying, in part, we respect and support the right for residents to peacefully assemble and express their views. Our priority is the safety of participants, employees, and the public. Protesters said during tonight's meeting that they will not stop demonstrating until the plans for the project are stopped. In the studio, Kirsten Reedberg, 2 News.
And that was on 2 News. It was also on Channel 7, among other things. So people were upset, and rightfully so. And it's just a lot of failure to communicate. And I'll tell you what, speaking of communication, I've got the master communicator. And here's my guest, Quentin Kidd. There you are.
Hey there, Stu. How are you doing?
Hey, it's almost like we're doing a tag team match here, you know? I mean, you were on last week, and you've been on other times, but I'll tell you what, the news that came out about lobbyists, here you have people in the city in Piqua that want to sue the city commission for the mess up that they did in their minds, and they want to get everything corrected. And then I see this article or this thing that you had written about lobbyists and an army of lobbyists coming in. Give us some input on that. What's going on?
You know, it's always been part of state government. You know, it's not as prevalent on local government. There is some there. And having been a local official, yeah, I took money from industry. Usually it was hold my nose and take money, campaign money, from the person who offended me the least. Once you get to the state level, it gets to a whole different scale of, taking contributions. You know, I hate using the word corrupt, because what they're doing is not illegal, but it certainly raises a lot of questions. And you can go through, like, I just looked through Senator Brian Chavez's contributions for 2025. They haven't reported any of 2026 yet. And he has 6 pages of reporting on transparencyusa.org from all sorts of people and organizations and PACs. A large percentage of those PACs are contributions are from businesses and organizations that are related to the data center industry. It could be oil and gas industry, which supplies the natural gas for an electrical plant, Duke Energy, AEP, Bricker Grayson, the law firm who is an advocate, Juarez, another law firm. You know, all in all, I think I identified like $60,000 in contributions from data center related interests that Senator Brian Chavez had accepted. Now, when you're talking about the lobbyists, when you look at that list, you know, 50 lobbyists, yeah, I can see 50 lobbyists based upon the review of contributions that I've done for him and other legislative leaders. You know, it's a long list of people, and you know, some of those contributions are quite substantial, you know, getting into the 5 figures. And it's to be expected. And, you know, maybe I have a jaundiced view of politicians, particularly once you get out of the local level, in that their main goal is to retain power. And to do that, you have to have money. And you have to court the favor of the other legislative leaders. So what you'll see is you'll see someone, contributions coming to someone like Huffman, and, you know, some large dollar contributions, and he'll bundle that up and then distribute it out to other elected officials. That's how he goes about currying favor. You know, it's a, I'll scratch your back if you scratch my back type thing. And that's what's so disheartening about what's going on, and that as a citizen, we actually have so little power, and unless we consolidate our votes, they don't care. They just are concerned about the next election. And we may have be too late for this election cycle to have an influence. And I hope people remember in 2 years what happened this year.
Hey, let's see if I have that article that you had written on Facebook. I just want to see if I still have it. I had, you know, I was doing searches at when I saw the article this morning. I thought, okay, I'll just save it. Well, I went to go back and get it. And guess what?
Couldn't find it.
No, it disappears. And it disappeared again. Why? Because Facebook moves things around.
Oh, it's frustrating sometimes. I have spent 2 hours writing a post and have it disappear. And it's frustrating. So I do most of my writing in Word so I can save it and then cut and paste it into Facebook.
And I saw that. Do you still have that on your side?
I have another phone with me. Let me look at it.
All right.
You want me to send you the link?
You want to do it by Messenger?
Yeah, I can send it to you by Messenger.
Okay. Because I'm thinking if we could get that up. I think I just got it. No, I haven't got it yet.
I'm still getting.
Oh, you're still looking. Okay.
I'm still drilling in because it's on a separate page.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Was this the gentleman start your lobbyist one?
Yes.
With the NASCAR jacket.
Oh yeah, that was the wildest one. It was a really good one, and people would get a kick out of that. But if you can get it to me, I'll put it up on the screen.
I'm sending it to you right now.
All right. Yeah, that's one thing I hate about Facebook. You set everything up, and then you go back to get into it, and it's already changed.
Oh, I hate that. You know, I'll have a comment stage that I want to. A post that I want to put a comment on and then have it disappear and you can't find it. You cannot find it. Unless you remember.
Yeah, I know. And it's frustrating. And you know that you sent things out, but then when you go to find them, it's not there.
Right.
So I don't trust AI. You know what I mean?
Understandable.
Yes. So, anyhow.
This idea came to me as my wife and I were headed to Kings Island Sunday. We were driving down 71 and I was like, oh, it would be nice if we knew who was sponsoring these people. Sort of like NASCAR.
Yeah. Still there?
I'm still here. I was watching you click through.
Oh, no. I wanted to take a blank one out of there.
I have a riff on it coming tomorrow morning where I'm doing let's call it a trailer on tomorrow's testimony from industry. And you know how at a NASCAR race, whenever the winner's being there interviewing, they have someone off to the side switching his caps.
Yeah.
And with a different sponsor's name. Sort of a play on that.
I'm going to look forward to that. And I'll tell you, you do some really good artificial intelligence.
You know, I understand a lot of people, particularly creatives, don't like AI, and I understand and respect that as well. There are things like with my Santa performances, I don't use AI at all in those in those because it's important for me to maintain the authenticity. And I don't even create any promotional material using AI. And I think for Christmas performers like me, and there's a large body of us, that's how we compete against AI, is having that authentic, engaging experience.
Yeah. Now, on what you basically wrote, I believe it was either today or yesterday, you said you're not going to dignify their comments by automatically calling them testimony. Well,
right.
And you take a look at things, but you're saying, this is what we're probably going to hear, and this will take place tomorrow. Your phone, your tablet, or your TV will be out there. Artificial intelligence requires this growth. National security depends on it. These projects create jobs, even though they may only be 20 people working in the center. They don't tell you everything. Local opposition is based on misinformation. And, you know, I listen to all this and I'm thinking, okay, here he is, the race jacket. I thought that was, you came up with this?
I came up with it. I told you, as I was driving to Kings Island about 10:30 Sunday morning, I was passing the Lebanon exit just before you get to the Kings Island exit. And I said to myself, you know what would be cool? And so then my wife and I, we like to go sit by the wave pool and go in and out of the wave pool. So as I'm sitting there, I'm going through formatting the post in my mind. And actually, when we got home that evening is when I wrote it. So I wrote it, actually wrote it Sunday night.
I'll
and then I schedule my posts out in advance, and usually 2 or 3 days I write things up, and that, you know, gives me enough time in case something happens, but it doesn't get so far out in front to be behind the news, to not be contemporary.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, when I saw that, I thought, holy cow, this is something else.
Do you know who that is?
That's Chavez from down around the southeastern part of the state, isn't it?
I think he's from Marietta, so.
It could be Marietta. And I saw that and I thought, holy cow, that is something. Now, see, I can't even bring, there it is. It automatically advances for some reason. But you did such a good job on that jacket. And I thought, man, this is something else. But, you know, the lobbyists are going to come out. They're going to push their agenda. And maybe the politicians will believe it or maybe they won't. Maybe the people will believe it or maybe they won't.
You know, I've been really struggling with this. I think the people who are concerned about data centers have made their positions known, and there aren't very many undecideds left around this. And I think people's focus needs to shift to what are the root causes of the problems with data centers? Because it doesn't just apply to data centers. You've had the referendum signature requirements change from 10% of the last gubernatorial election to 35%. You've had a tightening down on disclosures, proposed legislation to limit public records requests, all those sort of things. And they're symptoms of a bigger problem at Columbus. And Yeah, the data centers are the significant issue right now. But what we're seeing is the influence of the money that's coming into the corridors of the state capitol. You saw Chavez at the citizens session on Monday flat out ask a citizen who was commenting, "Were you paid?" You know, trying to advance the narrative that these are people who are funded by leftist organizations, financed by China and other left-wing organizations. I know these people. You know, there are comments around how are we going to fund protecting our homes from the data center. And I know how much money I have spent on my own on this with some of the work that I've been doing. Hasn't anyone given me a nickel? And I probably have spent $4,000 or $5,000 on resources and getting access to data, trying to hold local government accountable. And, you know, yeah, on the scheme of things, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but now you're talking about like the city of Wilmington with the group of residents whose homes have been impacted, the Wilmington Residents for Responsible Development. They spent, you know, close to $50,000, if maybe even a little bit over that, between their community advocacy for the community, and then their own legal struggles with the location of the data center.
Well, now here we've got a situation where they were saying at the protest at City Hall the other night that it's going to cost them around $300,000 to get an attorney to sue the city.
Right. Yes. And that's part of the struggle with holding officials accountable, is that you can't afford to do it. Your pockets aren't nearly as deep as their pockets are. I've done some stuff pro se. It's not easy. It's not easy to do it. And win some, lose some.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Hey, let's see. I had something else here, and let's see if I can bring that one up.
I had someone mention something about, I think it was Sydney. Are they moving dirt in Sydney?
Oh, they're moving dirt in Sydney. I saw videos of that. And they've started construction. Here in Piqua, the only thing that they've done is basically tear down trees. Now they're going to bulldoze the homes that were there, that, of course, the big company bought. And they'll start getting things organized. But the construction, I don't think, will start until later on, maybe towards the fall. There's a lot of stuff that has to get done. I know one thing, sitting on a power board for the city, and I'm not speaking for that board, I'm just pointing things out. We were told, I believe initially, that the power and utility board, the electricity would be supplied by the city of Piqua for construction only. And then after that, AES would supply all the major power, which again is going to come from PJM, which is a very big supplier on the East Coast. And the water end of it, we would supply the water to the data center. And I believe initially they said, the data center is only going to use 2 million gallons a day. And our water plant is fairly new, and it can handle much more than that. Now, here I am looking at power requirements because I'm on that board, and the cost of our power is going to go up because some of it is supplied by PJM. Some of it is through AMP, which is American Municipal Power. And we're part of that group, and they're out in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. And so we've got that coming in. And the prices, thanks to COVID, that debacle caused the price of transformers to increase, the price of wire to increase. Vehicle costs have gone up. So if you have to replace a bucket truck, oh my God, it's a year and a half to 2 year wait, and they're not cheap. And you can only maintenance your existing vehicle so much, and then they have problems. And so that's an issue. So prices are going up with electricity. And traditionally, Piqua has not had a raise in electric rates for 10 years or more. And we run a very good system here. Matter of fact, if you have an outage, chances are it's going to be taken care of in 20 minutes. Now, if it's a major outage, like a telephone pole getting knocked down and hitting power lines, yeah, you're going to be maybe an hour or two. But the response time is a lot better here in Piqua than it is with AES. So we have to look at that. But then you'd have water. And they said originally, okay, we're only going to use 2 million gallons. A friend of mine was at a Rotary meeting, and he heard, and he was a former industrialist. We were having lunch, a group of us get together on Tuesdays, and he gave us an update. And he said, oh, it's going to use 4 million gallons of water a day. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. The city can put out 6 million gallons of water. It's going to use 4. We have 2 left. What happens if more people move into town and everything else, more businesses? Then you have to add on to the plant again to increase the supply. And I'm listening to all the updates that were given on that at that one Rotary meeting. And yeah, we're going to get additional businesses in that are not going to be related to the data center. They might use it maybe, but it's not really related to what they're doing. Mostly plastics businesses. But that's going on. And I'm hearing different numbers. And I'm remembering that, hey, I was in a meeting where they're talking 2 million gallons a day. It will be treated by the city of Piqua, and it will be put into the Miami River after that. But it has to be treated. So I'm looking at all this, and I'm thinking, okay, if they just would have communicated this out to everyone in the beginning and not pulling, shall we say, strings, things would have been a lot better. The communication skills were pretty bad as far as negotiating all this stuff in the city, according to the way I've heard things. And you know, let the truth get out there. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, we cut the bull and serve the truth. And the truth always wins. But it has to get out. And that's one of the problems there. Let's see if I can do something here. Because there was a thing that I found today. And let's see if, oh, that's the funnies. But we're not going to do funnies right now. What did I do? I hit the wrong thing.
I was going to say, I see myself twice now.
Yeah, well, no, I hit the wrong button. Welcome to my world, guys. Welcome to my world. Granny Bibbins. Now, she's out in Oklahoma, and I was going to play this at the beginning.
I enjoy her.
I love her. I love her to death because she's out in Oklahoma, and people out in Oklahoma kind of tell it like it is. And listen to this, guys. She's something else.
I'm going to say something that I think America needs to hear right now. They want you demoralized. They want you angry, divided, hopeless, because weak people are easier to control. And everywhere you look, bad news, fear, chaos, folks hating each other, like they're trying to convince Americans there ain't nothing left fighting for. But don't fall for it. This country's been through wars, depression, division, and somehow we still stand. America ain't perfect, but it's still the greatest experiment in freedom the world has ever seen. And the second you forget that, they win. So hold your head up, love your country, love your people, and don't let anybody steal your American spirit. I'm going to say.
And she's going to tell it again. Hey, one thing that's coming up here, nationwide peaceful data center protest at 44 state capitals, 48 hours, Saturday, June 6th. That's coming up. 10 a.m. local time. So that's Saturday, June 6th. 10 a.m. local time. This just popped up today. And it's a countdown complete with a list of protest locations included in the post.
That's D-Day.
That's D-Day. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the list of them. Look at all this. People are really upset about data centers, and maybe they're upset about government not telling them the truth.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Having worked in IT for as long as I did and worked on major projects around the country, typically you have a change management process where you get information out to the people affected as soon as you can. And you can address the concerns early in the process so that when you ultimately go live, you've addressed those concerns and you have more acceptance.
And it's not a big kerfluffle, as they like to call it.
Yeah, that has not been the playbook of the data center industry.
Yeah. Well, there was something else on the TiffinOhio.net. Now, Tiffin is up in, I'll just say, North Central Ohio. And it's a nice town. Tiffin University is there, and also Heidelberg University is there. And after attending the University of Findlay, back then it was Findlay College, we would have an occasion to go over to Tiffin. And so I'm familiar with the area. But their Tiffin Ohio Net, as the political pressure mounts, Ohio data centers buy $10,000 in ads and lobbying up. And that was today.
I saw that. And I saw you had the heat map showing how much electricity prices are going up by state.
Right. And that was out there. And you wonder what the heck's going on. Now here, the data center industry just hired 50 lobbyists in Ohio. Another one I saw said 51. Hey, what's one extra lobbyist, okay? But this was posted, and I saw that, and I thought intelligence gathering and standard practices, heavily regulated sectors and so forth, they're going to try to twist our arms into accepting the data centers and all the problems that they can potentially cause. And that's one thing that I posted because somebody sent it to me. Matter of fact, I believe it was Kristen Allen. And she's up in Sydney. And a lot of things are going on. And if communication had been done properly at the beginning and some proper education done at the beginning, we wouldn't have the problems that we have now. Now, this is, you mentioned, what was it, Senator Chavez?
Right.
Okay. And I've got a video of him, and it's just a quick one.
That's your phone. That's your tablet. That's your TV. That's your smart frame that's displaying your family photos. It's all of these different devices, your gaming system. It's all going through somewhere. So we want to make sure that you're, to your point, that we are in control of that here in the United States, because we have different standards, different criteria to make sure that that data is secured. We also, when you go to AI, folks are trying to say that this is only AI. It's not only AI. That is a piece of it. But on the AI piece, we want to make sure that we are the leader in that. We want to make sure that we are the ones that are controlling the narrative that goes into AI as it learns. We don't want that to be biased by another country or by other sources.
Yeah.
It's much better that we put our own biases into it, Stu.
Yeah,
that was a sarcastic comment.
Uh-huh. Well, and I'm saying who's influencing him?
I have an idea, but...
Well, everybody has ideas about how politicians get influenced. But when I heard Senator Chavez talking, and I listened to this one probably about 3 hours ago, I thought, okay, yeah, we have to do it our own way, and we have to source our own sources. I hate to say that twice, but you know what I mean. We have to do our own thing and not let another country do it for us.
The post, I've done a couple of posts related to that Chavez thing, as well as the Tiffin lobbyists. The one you mentioned was inspired by those two things, but also looking into some of the history around Republicans and conservatives, and going back to people like Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater, and they both talked about the need for openness in the government, and talked about being opposed to tyranny regardless of where it originates, and that includes the government. And what's happening up at the state capitol is a form of tyranny. They are trying to force us to do things their way and not take into account what we, the people, are saying. Well, and in fact, they're very dismissive of it.
Well, you take a look at Governor DeWine. He comes back and says, well, we'll have a moratorium. I believe that was passed, wasn't it, on data centers?
They did a pause on the tax abatements, but I think it was really a pause on taking applications for the tax abatements, not a true moratorium for a set period of time. I don't think anyone's ultimately disqualified. At least that's the way that I read it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things, having worked with the state of Ohio, things get strange in Columbus sometimes.
It's silly season. It's what my old city manager called, it's silly season.
That's a good one. Maybe you want to do an AI thing on silly season. But anyhow,
I have to think about it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, speaking of silly season, I've got a silly season thing here. A little bit of laughter before we close out the show. Hang on just a second here, and let's see if I can get to it. I got to hit the right buttons, you know, because if I don't hit the right buttons, nothing happens. Here's something for silly season.
Honey, why are you out of breath?
I just spend 45 minutes on the treadmill.
Well, tomorrow you ought to turn it on.
Oh, I've seen these guys before.
I know. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And it's the same guys falling off their stools.
Oh, every time. I wonder if it's a repeat of it.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Here's a little bit of Cajun humor, too, that we'll close out with.
Boudreaux and Clotilde go to the state fair every year. Every year, Boudreaux says, Clotilde, I'd like to ride in that airplane. Every year, Clotilde says, I know, Boudreaux, but that ride costs $100. $100 is $100. One year, Boudreaux says, Clotilde, I'm 71 years old. If I don't ride that airplane this year, I might never get another chance. Clotilde says, Boudreaux, that ride costs $100. $100, $100. The pilot overhears and says, I tell you what, I'll take both of y'all up for free. don't say a single word. But if you say one word, it's $100. They agree. Man, that pilot starts flipping that plane, diving, rolling, shaking everything loose. Not a sound. He does it again, even crazier. Still nothing. They land. Pilot looks at Boudreaux and says, I don't believe it. I threw everything at you. You didn't say a word. Boudreaux says, well, I was going to say something when Clotilde fell out, but $100 is $100. Boudreaux.
Yep, $100 is $100, right?
Yes, I used to go offshore in seaplanes. I worked for Chevron, and I've had the snot scared out of me more than once on a seaplane or a helicopter. You know, you're 3,000 foot up in the air and the door comes open on the helicopter where you're sitting next to it. Do you know what you do, Stu?
I can't say it on here.
Well, you reach out and grab it and latch it back.
Okay.
And then listen to the pilot curse at you.
I'll tell you what, one time I was in a plane at the Dayton Airport, and you pay to take these rides and so forth. And it was inexpensive. It was for an air show. And we went up, and my first time in the plane, and we're having a good time, and it banks to the right and banks to the left. And he does a few things. And he's coming back in. He says, you know, this plane has a glide path 17 to 1. For every 1 foot down, it goes 17 feet forward. He cuts the engine. And we're like holding on to the seats going, we're going to die. You know, he turns the engine back on when we landed, you know, so we could taxi. And I got off that plane. I thought, I'm never going to do that again. I've flown many times after that, you know, it's something else. Hey, I'll tell you what. We've got to get out of here. I have had such a great time, as always, with you, Quentin. Thanks for having on the show.
I have a little video I'm going to send you here in a bit.
Okay, send it to me.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for watching the show.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for watching the show. Tell your friends about our show. And watch us every Wednesday live. We'll have a lot of interesting things to talk about. Also, Sunday, Money and Change. We're going to be live, so you need to follow the information. Oh, by the way, hey, the Troy Strawberry Festival is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you want to see me, I'm going to be on Cherry Street. So anyhow, guys, have fun. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week and be safe, okay?
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.